This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty. U.S. economic wealth is the envy of the world, and the freedom and democracy that Americans are celebrating this July 4th weekend remain an aspiration for much of the world. But respect and affection for the U.S. is declining around the globe. Author Clyde Prestowitz believes it's because America has increasingly embraced a go-it-alone strategy without regard to the interests of other nations. Mr. Prestowitz is a former trade negotiator in the Reagan administration. He now heads a Washington think tank called the Economic Strategy Institute. His new book is titled Rogue Nation, American Unilateralism and the Failure of Good Intentions. We reached him in Brussels, Belgium this past week, and he explained why he chose such a challenging name for his book.
It's a provocative title, and it's meant to convey the impression that increasingly foreign countries have of the United States. But my problem is, as I've traveled around the world, I increasingly hear people in Asia, Latin America, and Europe expressing the sense of a feeling that somehow America has changed, and that America no longer embraces the internationalist values, the humanitarian values that they expect America to embrace.
I think some listeners might point to the U.S. military action in Iraq as proof of your premise that America is a rogue nation. You suggest in your book that one of your greatest concerns is the Bush doctrine that actually got us into Iraq, unveiled in a speech at West Point last year. That doctrine calls for the U.S. to launch preemptive wars if it feels a threat is materializing.
That's right. That represents a huge sea change in U.S. doctrine and also with regard to international law. And it goes along also with the new notion that we don't have alliances, but we have coalitions of the moment. Both of those doctrines cause great concern abroad, because they suggest that the United States is no longer interested in establishing and maintaining a rule of law underpinned by global institutions and alliances.
Mm-hmm. And the Bush administration certainly didn't invent the unilateralist approach, but you suggest that the current administration has taken the approach to new levels, particularly since the terrorist attacks of September 11th. And President Bush has suggested that event changed things in a way that requires a different approach. Do you believe it did?
No, I don't. I think, for example, of the Cuban Missile Crisis. I think, for example, back when the Chinese were beginning to develop their nuclear weapons capability, the Russians actually approached the United States and suggested a joint preemptive strike against China. And the U.S. rejected that. And I think the rightness of that decision has been proven by subsequent developments.
Mm-hmm. You argue that the U.S. Actually squandered much of the post-9/11 support for America from around the world that could have helped us achieve our goals.
The truth is, if you look at what happened on September the 12th, we saw the French, of all people, flying the French flag at half-mast. Jacques Chirac flew to New York to be the first foreign leader at Ground Zero. The French newspaper Le Monde said we are all Americans. Our embassies in London, Moscow, Beijing, Singapore, Tokyo, buried in flowers. Now imagine if on September the 13th, President Bush had done a global television satellite hookup, which technologically is easily possible. He could have rotated around the world, first in Europe, then in Central Europe, then in the Middle East, then Africa, then in Asia, Southeast Asia, and simply said, thank you. We appreciate this great outpouring of sympathy and support. And by the way, I'm inviting the major leaders to come for a long weekend to meet with me at the ranch, to sit down and discuss how we're going to build this new world and expunge this scourge of terrorism. I think if he had done something like that, he could have had anything he wanted, and the whole unfortunate UN debate about the attack on Iraq would have been completely unnecessary.
What's your prescription for writing the balance here?
Well, I think that the first thing is for us to go back to fundamental American principles and think in terms of being the example we need to have allies. Right now in Iraq, it would be great to have some Egyptians and some Jordanians with us because they speak Arabic, they know that region, we're flying blind. But to get those people in, we need to have the UN playing a much more important role. We ought to go back and revisit some of the treaties that we've not been signing. I mean, for example, just this week, the administration threatened or did cut off aid to certain of our longtime friends and allies because they refused to grant America an exception, a special exception, under the terms of the International Criminal Court Treaty. This is causing enormous resentment towards the United States. I spoke this week to a representative of the Czech government who told me that talking to America on this topic is just like it used to be talking to the Soviet Union. We just don't understand how much damage we're doing to ourselves by not just sitting down and listening to what other people, our friends, listening to what our friends are trying to tell us.
I can imagine some folks out there thinking, well, Mr. Prestowitz must be a self-hating liberal. That's not how you describe yourself, I gather.
No, actually, I come from a very conservative background. I think no one in my family has ever voted other than Republican. I was in the Reagan administration. I'm a registered Republican. I frankly consider that the neoconservatives who are much in the press these days are, one, neither neo nor conservative. They're not new because the doctrine of unilateralism and imperialism is a very old doctrine. And they're not conservative because conservatives are not trying to impose typically a vision upon the world. This is what John Adams was concerned about when he said that the United States does not go abroad to slay dragons. He said she may become the empress of the world, but lose her own values. The policy of maintaining absolute military dominance, the policy of imposing our view on other parts of the world, is requiring a bigger and bigger government, and it has nothing to do with the traditional tenets of conservatism.
Clyde Prestowitz, former Reagan administration official, now head of the Economic Policy Institute, and author of Rogue Nation, American Unilateralism, and the Failure of Good Intentions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.